Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me from wherever you are, and by however you listen, as we meet together today. We are still in Genesis chapter 2, and we're going from verse 14 to verse 15. But as we do that, I have had us pause to consider some other passages of Scripture in which we will see how well prepared God makes the environment in which God will meet with man and woman. We are making important connections between Genesis 2 and the other texts in the Old and New Testament that reflect the perfection in God's preparation. Last time we looked at Numbers chapter 24, verses 2 through 6, and the revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 21, verses 3, 18, and 19. Today I invite you to join me in the Old Testament book of Exodus. Exodus follows Genesis, but a lot, and I do mean a lot, has happened between Genesis 2 and Exodus, the chapters we will look at. In Genesis 2, we read of the description of the garden in Eden, and in Exodus, we read God's instructions on how to build the tabernacle. Let's explore Exodus and see the similarities between the garden of God and the tabernacle of God. Similarities between the garden of God and the tabernacle of God. I want to give you a couple of thoughts on logistics up front. I will be reading quite a bit of Scripture today and giving you some references for your own reading. So if you have a way to take notes, be prepared to employ that. Also, this will work best if you have your Bible open, one finger in Genesis 3, Genesis chapter 3, and another finger at Exodus 33, Exodus chapter 33. But if you're on the road or otherwise occupied, get into the Bible later on. What I first want to do is show you the purpose of the garden was very similar to the purpose of the tabernacle. There are several purposes for each, but one of the main purposes, if not the main purpose, is this. In the garden and in the tabernacle, God wants to meet man. We can say God wants to have fellowship with man and woman. God wants to engage man and woman, to walk with them and to talk with them. God created us to have fellowship with us. In Genesis, let me read one verse from chapter 3. I'm reading Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Grab a hold of the context of this verse. It comes after the description of man and woman's sin. Adam and Eve have eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in direct contradiction of God's word to them. That's context. But what I want you to see is that what God does here, I believe, God has been doing ever since he put man into the garden and then created woman to join the man. And what has God been doing? He's been meeting with these first people in the garden every day. God has come, as he always did, for fellowship, to walk with and to talk to Adam and Eve. Genesis 3:8 says, "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." At this point in our series, we just want to capture the first part of this verse, Genesis 3:8. "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." God was walking in the garden. The presence of Holy God was there with man and with woman. This is extraordinary. Genesis 3:8. All that God has prepared for people to enjoy is in the garden in Eden. We've seen that and talked about it in the text. And then the best part of life in the garden is that God is there. Notice the presence of the Lord God. And someone will ask, how was God there? How did he manifest himself to Adam and Eve? Did he have a body? God was walking. Does God have feet? My answer is that I do not know specifically what form God took when he came into the garden in the cool of the day. But I do believe he came in some visible form, likely in his Shekinah glory, very similar to what we will read about upcoming in Exodus. In some visible form, God is here. But tragically, that is about to change if we were to keep reading in Genesis 3, which we will not do today. Again, I want us to please capture the purpose of the garden in Eden so that God will meet with man and woman. God created us to have fellowship with us, and despite the horrors of sin, that does not change. So come with me in your Bible to the next book in the Bible, Exodus. I will be reading Exodus 33, beginning at verse 7. As you find it, let me just remind you that in Exodus, God speaks to Moses and gives Moses a specific instruction about building for God a tabernacle. As the tabernacle is being built, there is a provisional meeting place for God and man called the Tent of Meeting. And now let's read about it. I hope you have your Bible open to Exodus 33, verse 7. Exodus 33, 7. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, a good distance from the camp, and he called it the Tent of Meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the Tent of Meeting, which was outside the camp. And it came about, whenever Moses went out to the tent, that all the people would arise and stand, each at the entrance of his tent, and gaze after Moses until he entered the tent. Whenever Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would arise and worship, each at the entrance of his tent. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. In this sacred, portable, and provisional sanctuary, notice that God again met with man. Verse 9, the Lord spoke with Moses. Verse 11, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. God is meeting with man. And this, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent. This is again the Shekinah glory of God. So that as in the garden, so in the tent of meeting, and then the tabernacle, God would meet with man. And let me give you one more doozy of a scripture to read on your own. You will find this very compelling and properly dramatic. Exodus 40, 34 to 38. Read Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 38. We need to move on because all of that is context for showing you the similarities between the materials God has in the garden that God then commands Moses to use in the tabernacle. But I just wanted to begin with the similarity of the garden and the tabernacle purpose. God comes to meet with man. God met with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day in the garden, and God met with Moses in the tent of meeting and the tabernacle. Now, let me draw out of the Genesis text for you one element and show you how God commands Moses to use this for material in the building of the tabernacle. We start back in Genesis 2 and then we'll come back to Exodus 25. Back in Genesis 2, verses 10 through 12, we read, for example, of gold. I'll refresh your memory with Genesis 2, verses 10 through the beginning of verse 12. Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Gold. God loves gold, and God wants a whole lot of gold used in the building of the tabernacle. God meets with man in the garden in Eden and around Eden. In the land there is gold. God meets with man in the tabernacle, and in the tabernacle there is gold. Listen to some select verses just from Exodus chapter 25, and I must tell you that if you will read Exodus chapters 25 through 28, you'll be reading about a whole lot more gold. Exodus 25 through 28. Let me read, without comment, the description of the Ark of the Covenant, which will go in the tabernacle. Listen for the gold. This is Exodus 25, just part of verses 10 through 18. They shall construct an ark. You shall overlay it with pure gold. Inside and out you shall overlay it, and you shall make a gold molding around it. You shall cast four gold rings for it. You shall make poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. You shall make two cherubim of gold. Then I'll drop down to the description of the table of showbread in Exodus 25, part of verses 23 through 30. You shall make a table of acacia wood. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a gold border around it. You shall make for it a rim of handbreadth around it, and you shall make a gold border for the rim around it. You shall make four gold rings. You shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. You shall make its dishes and its pans and its jars and its bowls with which to pour drink offerings. You shall make them of pure gold. We have been reading in Exodus chapter 25, and we could go on and find more gold. God created gold and put it very near the garden in Eden, near Havilah, and then God required Moses to use this same gold to build the tabernacle. God is to meet with man, and where he meets with man, there is gold. You know what we can say that is true? The garden in Eden is a tabernacle of God. The garden in Eden is a primitive tabernacle of God. I trust you see the similarities. Eden foreshadows the tabernacle. Eden predicts the tabernacle. Well, think about this and join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.